Let's continue. Amit, please.
ואנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמר.
So we're reading selected excerpts from Shamati 1, There is none else besides him. Excerpt number 1 from Baal HaSulam. It is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what one sees that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. This is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right pulls closer. Meaning that what the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world that to begin with aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from Kedusha.
קטע מספר 2. והתועלת מהדחיות הוא שעל ידם האדם צורך ורצון שלם.
The benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him. Since he sees that otherwise he is lost, not only is he not progressing in the work, he even sees that he regresses. That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. For only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvot, but he does not always have the strength to overcome above reason. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from lo lishma.
Again.
The benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him, since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Not only is he not progressing in the work, he even sees that he regresses, that is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and mitzvot lo lishma. For only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvot, but he does not always have the strength to overcome above reason. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from lo lishma.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 3. And he who always feels that the shattered is greater than the whole, meaning that there are many more descents than ascents, he does not see an end to these states, and he will forever remain outside of holiness. For he sees that it is difficult for him to observe even in the slightest bit, unless by overcoming above reason. But he cannot always overcome. So what will be the end? Then he comes to a decision that no one can help but the Creator himself. And this causes him to make a heartfelt demand that the Creator will open his eyes and heart and truly brings him closer to eternal adhesion with the
Creator. Next.
נמצא לפי זה שכל הדחיות...
Four.
Yes.
It therefore follows that all the rejections that he had were all from the Creator. This means that it was not because he was at fault that he did not have the ability to overcome. Rather, for those people who truly want to draw near to the Creator, so they do not settle for little, meaning remain as senseless children, he is therefore given help from above, so he will not be able to say, thank God I have Torah and mitzvot and good deeds, and what else do I need? Only if that person has a true desire will he receive help from above. And he will always be shown that he is at fault in the present state, namely, he is sent thoughts and views that are against the work.
וזהו בכדי שיראה.
This is in order for him to see that he is not in wholeness with the creator.
בכוונה.
This year, yes.
ועד כמה. As much as he overcomes, he always sees that he is farther from holiness than others who feel that they are in wholeness with the Creator. But he, on the other hand, always has complaints and demands, and he cannot justify the Creator's behavior the way he behaves with him. This pains him, since why is he not whole with the Creator? Finally, he comes to feel that he has no part in holiness at all. And although he occasionally receives an awakening from above, which momentarily revives him, soon after he falls into the place of baseness. Yet this is what causes him to come to realize that only the Creator can help and really bring him closer. Let's continue, Amit.
Exit number 6. One must always try and adhere to the Creator, namely, that all his thoughts will be about him. That is to say, even if he is in the worst state, from which there cannot be a greater decline, he should not leave his domain, namely, that there is another authority that prevents him from entering Kedusha, holiness, that can benefit or harm. That is, he must not think that there is a force of the Sitra Acha, the other side, that does not let a person do good deeds and walk in the ways of the Creator. Rather, it is all done by the Creator. The Baal Shem Tov said that one who says that there is another force in the world, namely klipot, shells, this person is in a state of serving other gods. It is not necessarily the thought of heresy that is the transgression, but if one thinks that there is another authority and force apart from the Creator, he is committing a transgression. Furthermore, one who says that man has his own authority, that is, he says that yesterday he himself did not want to follow the Creator's ways, this too is considered committing the transgression of heresy, meaning he does not believe that only the Creator is the leader of the world.